Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, being part of the solution. You really do want to get involved. You really do want to get engaged. All right? I mean, seriously, don't spew the party line. I mean, take what they say, go check it out, that kind of stuff, right? But what I want you to do is I simply want you to get informed. Get engaged, get informed, and then you can spew. Okay? Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room. Just texting and tweeting and truly being a part of the solution. You know, if you head up to the website, give me your email address. I don't ask for much. Well, maybe I do ask for a lot, but give me your email address. That's not a lot to ask for. Right, I want to know. I want to send you an email once a week just to let you know what we're talking about, what we're going to be doing, the kind of things we'll be discussing. It's not the end of the world. Be nice, right? And if you don't like that, you can always just simply ask me for a text alert. Text TRS. To 77222, TRS to 77222, and that. And again, this is not hard stuff, people. Actually, it's quite easy. All right, a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff. And if I did, you know what? I try to mark the stories, you know, so I don't do them over and over and over again. And if I did this one once already, too bad, because it's pretty darn good. And I did check it, it's true. A federal judge permanently blocked an Obama administration's rule that could have forced medical facilities and doctors to abort unborn babies. Now, the rule from President Obama's Department of Health and Human Services, right, it defined discrimination. Defined this as a form of discrimination. If you refuse to do an abortion, it is a form of discrimination, which I think is really funny because now we've taken a term of discrimination to a whole new level, right? Remember what I said to you. If you go check out not just my website, but I've got wrote a book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And those were all the labels the left gave us just because it makes them feel good. But in there, I have chapter after chapter after chapter on the lunacy of the left, on the things that they force us to do, you know, in the name of what's best for society. And one of the things I beat up in the book, and I can go over this again and again and again, is the word racism. The word racism doesn't matter anymore. It means absolutely nothing. Now, I know the trollers, the guys that hate me, are going to go on and say, Joe says there's no racism. It's not what I said. Maybe you need to go back to school. But you, the hardcore left-wing social democrats, have taken that word racism, you Antifa, you've taken that word racism, you social justice warriors, and you've made it mean nothing. It is of no effect because you use it so much. See, if everything is racist, everything, eventually somebody goes, well, that ain't so bad. That ain't a big deal. It doesn't mean what they think it means. Right? I mean, come on, give us some serious thought here. And once you get to the point where it doesn't mean it's not really that bad, it's not really that big of a deal, then You're going to do it. You're going to use it. You don't know what it means, so it's no big deal. It just doesn't stop. And now we're doing the same thing again. Right? This word discrimination. If everything is discrimination, then nothing is. So it's discriminating. See, it's discriminating against you if I say because of a religious belief, one that's known, one that's believed in many, 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 many major religions. I don't believe in same-sex marriage, therefore I can't take your pictures and or make you a cake. That's discrimination. See, I think there's a big difference between making somebody a cake, making somebody doing photography for their wedding, and serving a gay couple breakfast at my restaurant. Big difference. I'm not celebrating with them. Now, I've been over this with you guys before. I'm not celebrating with them, right? I'm not sitting here saying to you, let me see, if it's a wedding or a or photography, as a Christian, serving or doing this for a same-sex marriage. If I believe what the word says, if I believe it's a sin for same-sex marriage, same-sex couple to get married, and their marriage is between a man and a woman, why would I celebrate in your sin? Why would I celebrate in what goes against my basic beliefs in that light? But my God doesn't tell me not to feed you or clothe you or help you out if you're sick. See, God never says to me, when you see somebody in need, first find out if they're gay. First find out if they're lesbian. First find out if they have intentions of getting married. None of that is in the book. We're supposed to help out everybody where we can and when we can in the proper way. I'm not going to help my friend commit adultery because he likes one of my friends, my female friends. I'm not going to help him commit sin, so to speak. But if my friend, who might be committing adultery, who might have stole something, is sick or he's hungry and he needs help, I don't first say to him, are you without sin before I feed you? It doesn't work that way. But you guys would impose that on us in a heartbeat. And Beto O'Rourke, one of your heroes, is out there touting that, pushing those lines. Hillary Clinton did it too. Right? So did Tim Kaine. If you do not adjust your scripture to fall in line with what we believe, you're done. We will pass laws to fix it. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Our buddy, your buddy, my buddy, Xander Gibb joins us after the break. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Come on, that's good stuff. Show me to your host, Mr. The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Head up to the website. You can donate. You can read the stories. You can do so much. Got a great story up there about a congresswoman that, I just had a bunch of data dumped on my lap. A lot more coming up on her and others. See, when you run around, what is that? Some of you are older than me. You know what is it? Those who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. When you run around screaming, morality, superior morality, that you're clean, that you believe in rules, you believe in laws, you uphold the law, terrible ethics, the president is a national security risk, guess what? You better not do anything to open a door very similar, if not almost exactly like it, in some cases even worse, right? Better not open those doors, because somebody like me is going to step through. That simple. Anyway, Xander Gibb joins us. Let's hear what he has to say, because he's always smarter than I am. You know that. All right. It's the man you've been waiting for. Working on his masculinity. Inside joke. We'll talk about that later. Anyhow, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Love it. He helps us kick off the weekend. Xander Gibb joins us from across the pond. My God, it's been British week here. Or Brits week here on the real side. However you want to. But you're not going to be there long, right? Because, you know, you're Brexiting or exiting or... Brooklyn.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Xander?
We'll be back sooner than later. I am wonderful, thank you, Joe. How are you, Governor? Just wanting to feel at home with this British feeling this week.
You know, thank God I didn't have both of you on at the same time, because I would have had like one of those universal translators in the room. Because you guys don't really speak English. You kind of speak a different kind of English.
No, that's not fair. I'm American, but the British gave us a language, and look what we managed to do with it. You know, it's...
Well, I was, you know, growing up in Boston, I always joked that we had more colleges per square mile than there were churches in the country, for God's sakes, and yet we still managed to moiter the King's English, you know?
Yeah, isn't that pronounced Boston?
Don't do that.
Didn't you have to go pack the cab?
I knew you were going to go down that road. Everybody did.
So why did you go there then, dude, you know?
I try to hook you, like Trump always tries to hook the news media, right? Always gets them good. So anyhow. Hey, look, there's so much crazy stuff going on in the news today. And one of the things that I love that I just recently heard about was in British schools, a lot of parents kept their kids out of school. After about 80%, they pulled 80% of the pupils out of the school because of the LGBTQ transgender. And that's the biggest problem they have, is the transgender training or teaching or what have you. And here's what I think is interesting, and it's being pushed here in America too as well. When it comes to the transgender training, they never, or teaching, or conversation, let me put it that way, it's almost not taboo. It's almost illegal if you try to talk about the biological side of the world. Do you know what I'm saying? If you try to talk about it from a science standpoint, they come unglued on you.
It actually scares me because, which community actually was at the forefront of kind of stopping this. Teaching about gay people and even about gay sex in schools, it was the Muslim community.
Yeah, right.
Which I found was quite interesting. And, you know, people were saying, you know, a lot of people are jumping on the bandwagon saying, well, you know, what right do they have? But, you know, if your kids are in a school and whether you're a Christian or a Muslim or whatever, and they're being taught something that goes against your thinking, beliefs, ideologies, etc., then surely you have the right to say something about it, whatever your religion might be.
See, I've always felt that school is reading, writing, arithmetic, okay? Moral values, sexual orientation, whatever terminologies you want to use from that point on, leave those to home, church, synagogue, mosque, whatever religious thing that you belong to. I mean, treating other kids... or treating other people properly and equally is fine, but sitting there and pushing a belief or something on children that is not acceptable at home or should be taught at home, I just think it's totally wrong. I am just not on board with it.
No, because it's funny. I had this very conversation with a friend of mine last night about whose job it is to actually impart that information to children and to decide at what stage of their development.
Yep.
They need to know because tell me this, Joe. You know, I'm openly gay, but why does any kid need to know that Xander is gay?
Hi, this is my friend.
I don't get the ideology.
Hi, this is my friend Xander, and he's gay. I mean, is that how? Hi, this is my friend Mary, and she's heterosexual. I mean, we don't do that except with one group, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason that as a commentator, I often say that I'm openly gay or I will be introduced as being openly gay, because then the left can't say Xander Gibb is a homophobe, because obviously, if I am homophobic, I hate myself too, you know?
I love that stuff. I just think that's so hilarious.
Don't you see, Joe, the liberalization of the planet is actually what's making this happen, And when they're dictating that our children should be taught about gay people and gay relationships, I absolutely feel that children should be taught about respecting everybody.
Bingo.
Why does a 5-year-old need to know what gay people do behind closed doors? I don't even want to know what you do behind closed doors. It's not you, I mean gay people.
Yeah. I don't want to know what I do behind closed doors, you know?
No.
I mean, seriously.
Sure. Tammy doesn't even want to know what you do.
Oh.
It's a concern,
yeah,
that we're actually being forced to even talk about this.
Yeah. Exactly. And I joke here in California, I say, look, we are 46th in the country when it comes to education in California, and our legislature spends the majority of its time making sure our kids give serious thought to what gender they are. I'm thinking, how about a little math and science here? Wouldn't that be cool? Some history?
Yeah. Well, for anyone that's not sure out there, let me make this simple for you. There are two genders, and it's two genders, two scoops, two terms. The number is 2 in each case.
That's great. I like that. I'll take the 2 scoops every time. Not a problem.
You can feel free to use that, Joe.
I will, but I won't tell them where I got it because I want to make them believe it's mine.
No, they never get creds for any of this stuff, you know, with anybody. I hear people quoting me all the time. I'm like, why are you not saying, oh, yeah, I got that from, you know, the Gipster? You know, but they just don't do it, Joe. They don't give me any credit.
You know, I used to use a phrase on the show called, you know, real thought, real facts, real people, right? And there was this other commentator who started using that same exact line. It's different, you know, if it's a nuance of what you say, then you go, okay, you know, I mean, real thoughts, real. That's kind of very generic. But they were exactly word for word. And then you have to make the decision, do I pick up the phone and call and go, knock it off? Or do I just say, hey, you know what, whatever. Just, you couldn't think of it on your own. What a great compliment for me. Yeah. Well, got to hit the right button. We'll be back in a few minutes. More with Xander Gibb. Don't go far, really. Seriously, you're going to enjoy our conversation coming up in the next segment. You listen to Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The State Department has completed its internal investigation into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of private email and found violations by 38 people, many of which will face disciplinary action. The investigation, launched more than 3 years ago, determined that 38 people were culpable in 91 cases of sending classified information that ended up in Clinton's personal email, according to the letter sent by Senator Chuck Grassley. The 38 are current and former State Department officials, but were not identified. The investigation covered over 33,000 emails that Clinton turned over for review after her use of the private email account became public. The department said it found a total of 588 violations involving information that was deemed to be classified. The report concluded that the use of a private email system to conduct official business adds an increased degree of risk of compromise to State Department networks. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That's great. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. And really do mean that. I want you to be part of the conversation, because if you're part of the conversation, you get informed, you become part of the solution, and you're not just a spokeshole, you're not just an echo chamber. You need to really know what you're talking about. Talking about somebody who knows what he's talking about, maybe I don't. You know who it is. We're back. One of our favorite people on a regular basis on the show, Xander Gibb, joins us as he does every week from across the pond, and I always appreciate his time and his insight. We're going to talk a little bit about what's not or is and is not going on with Brexit in a minute. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
Okay.
Always a pleasure. And so, it's mostly yours.
Yes, it usually is, actually. I mean, if we could play the actual hour we do before the hour.
We should start doing that and charging for it. I mean, people would get a kick out of that.
That we'd both get thrown in jail for some of it. But anyway, that's a story for another day. But
yes, don't tell them.
Yeah. So, Rutgers University's women's... Why is it always the women's gender studies professors that come up with this stuff? I mean, they got nothing else to do, right? So, a New Jersey professor has said that racism and President Donald Trump's policies are responsible not just for hers, but for black female obesity. Okay? I want you to give that some thought.
So what about white male obesity then? What's responsible for me, Xander Gibb, being, overweight? What is responsible for that? I mean, my mom says it's because I'm big boned, but, I think it's
don't you love moms?
A period of time. For whatever reason, I've eaten too much and not got enough exercise, for whatever reason. I thought that was the scientific. You know, if we're getting all scientific.
Right. Here's what I love. Now, I guess she was on the Oprah Winfrey Network. I don't know what show she was on. But Rutgers University Women and Gender Studies professor. Now, I know I'm going to get slack for this, too, but her name is Brittany Cooper. Whenever somebody tells me somebody's name is Brittany, I'm always thinking, of this little thin, white, hoppy-boppy girl. It's just like whenever you hear the word Tina, they're going to be 300 pounds, right? I mean, seriously. We'll move on from that.
Moving swiftly.
Yes. She says, I hate.
Get sued.
She said, I hate when people talk about black women being obese. I hate it because it becomes a way to blame us for a set of conditions that we didn't create. This is because of the Donald Trump era. Here's the problem.
What?
Yeah. It's because of Donald Trump depresses so many people and stresses so many people out that it makes it hard for them to lose weight. The problem is that somebody pulled up a picture of her 5 years ago, and she actually weighed more in the picture 5 years ago than she does today. You know, that interweb thing is really a problem for them, isn't
it? So wait, if she's thinner now than she was 5 years ago, surely the person to blame for her obesity was Oblamo.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, no kidding. You know, and again, there's no way to say this subtly. I mean, I think she had three chins 5 years ago. All right, now she's got a small lump under her chin, which says, you know, she's obviously lost a pound. Good for her. Seriously, and I mean that sincerely. Good for her. If she has lost weight, great. But these, you know, these women, especially black women, when they make these statements, whatever the statement is, we're supposed to believe it, right? Because it's a black woman making the statement, therefore she has to be 100% right all the time.
Wow. So does this mean then, Joe, that the reason for me being overweight is Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi?
I would use that.
I've heard you. If Judge Jeanine can say it, so can I.
S-C-H-I-F-F for the people, yeah, for the, what do they call
it? Don't write in, and if you're the censors, I said shift, S-C-H-I-F-F.
Yeah, and they got nothing to say. You know, if you watch some of these commercials on TV, they're pretty close to pushing the envelope. And now they're beeping on TV, right? I mean, like that makes it okay, because your kid,
yeah,
your 6-year-old isn't going to spin around going, why are they doing that, Ma?
Yeah.
But no, seriously. Yeah,
kids can lip read too now. Did you know that? Kids, you know, you say things under your breath, and the children say, Mom, Uncle Sam just said a bad word.
No, they're just looking to get you in trouble. You don't bring up candy when you go over there. That's the problem. But this isn't a one-off. You hear this on a regular basis, and especially in some of the black community. And I had Corey on the other night. We talk about this all the time. It's like, come on, white, black, whatever group you belong to, 99% of the time, take responsibility for where you're at. It's because of you. You know, if Trump makes you crazy, shut off the TV set. You know, go watch SpongeBob SquarePants or whatever his name is. Although I hear that's a racist cartoon now too. I don't know if you heard that.
Racist? How so?
So a university professor said that SpongeBob SquarePants is violent, racist, and insidious. Okay, wrote a whole paper around. We pay these people taxpayer dollars for this guy. Wrote a whole paper about this because the island that he lives on, or I have never watched this show. I mean, I think I watched it for 32 seconds once. Talking Sponge, I don't know. I didn't do enough LSD in the 70s to really make that come true. But apparently, he's on an island called Bikini Bottom Island. Oh, Bikini, yeah, right. So, a Bikini Atoll. And he's on Bikini Bottom Island, and the professor says it's kind of the same thing as, you know, Bikini Atoll, the coral reef in the Marshall Islands that the military used to test a nuclear bomb, right? They had to move people off the island for that. So they say, well, wait a minute, these kids that are watching SpongeBob, you know, SquarePants don't even know what the atom bomb is or was. I got you, huh? I made you speak.
I'm sorry. I'm scratching my head here. Because isn't it like liberals will find a problem in an empty house?
Yes, with everything.
They will.
Everything.
It's too empty.
Yeah. And the reason it's empty is because Trump's tariffs are making it too expensive for somebody to buy the house and furniture for the house. Yeah, okay, good, whatever. No, really.
Well, I, you know, someone said to me the other day that America is in such a mess is because of Donald Trump. And I'm like, weren't we allowed to say for the first 4 years of the first 4 years for sure of the Obama administration that it was because of the previous incumbent? So obviously everything that's going wrong in America today is because of Barack Obama by that, you know, measure.
Well, yeah, I agree.
So, you know, I'm I'm cool with that.
I mean, if he wants to take responsibility for all the good stuff going on in the economy and jobs, should he not also take responsibility for all the bad things going on, right? I mean,
isn't that funny?
Yeah.
You know, that really makes me laugh that he can take, take credit for these things.
Yep.
Because for me, I mean, he did such a terrible job, you know, and I'll give credit where credit's due, even to Democrats. But I don't think he did a good job at all. Worst president ever, in fact.
I agree with you, but that's because you and I are both racist. You realize that. Because if he was a white president, we would have never said that about him.
Of course.
Although we should be half racist, though, right? I mean, technically, we're only half racist. Yes. Whatever.
Yeah. My black husband agrees. You know, he says I'm very racist.
There you go. All right, look at angry. This article is hilarious because I would do this eventually, and I think only the Brits start off doing this kind of stuff. Angry Londoners drag climate change protesters from the roof of a train. I don't know if you saw that or heard about that there. For big news, I thought it was wonderful. You guys don't even call it the subway; you call it the tube.
Yeah, it's called the tube train.
Yeah, and
the underground.
And it's like, get off the roof. All right, we got to go to work. Maybe you don't have a job. We do, right?
Well, you know, they've actually started calling them now, instead of eco-warriors, they call them ego-warriors. Because the thing is that you know, things like going to work on the subway and going on a bus are eco-friendly, because basically you're fitting, like, many, many people into a small space and transporting them from one place to another, rather than one person driving in a car. And, you know, the carbon emission, the carbon footprint, is much lower for these forms of transport. So it was a joke. It was a joke to me that they even were attacking people going onto that form of transportation. You know, and how did they get there? Did they take the bus or the subway,
or whatever,
to get there? Or did they drive in their, you know, their cars, and were they electric? But they're ego warriors now, and this is like EGO, and this is more about them kind of making a stand against ridiculous things. Because, you know, we said this before, Joe. I think we should be doing everything we can to save the planet. But don't say that it's in the name of climate change, because that's the biggest load of BS since Hillary's email, you know?
No, you're 100% right. And not just that alone, but I mean, even as Christians, people think we don't care, but we're supposed to take care of God's creations. But you can't get to the point where it's so asinine and you don't use truth and fact. You know, you use emotion. Hey, and all the crazy climate stuff. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Xander's still going to be with us after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know the drill. Open your ears. Okay, we're back at it. Hopefully, yeah, you got your noisemakers, your balloons, your party hats, because it is International Pronoun Day. No, seriously, it really is. So it's a privilege not to have to worry about which pronoun someone is going to use for your for you based on how they perceive your gender. That's according to the University of Wisconsin. And they had it plastered all over the grounds, and they have these buttons so that you know what to call somebody. But if it's fluid and ever-changing...
Fluid.
Well, that's what they say. You know, it's
I know.
Gender fluidity. I mean, for somebody like me, that's tough. That hurts my tongue. So you have different buttons. I guess you, depending on how you're feeling. Remember the old mood? Well, you're too young. Remember the old mood rings in the 70s? Depending on what mood you were in, they turned different color?
Yeah, and they made your finger go, like, brown. And
yeah, well, that's, you know.
Because they were cheap metal. But yes, go on.
Yeah.
Maybe we should have like a pronoun ring, right? What do you think?
No, is that like a class ring or?
It just, it'll change colors. You'll just have to learn the color chart, all 78 of them, and it'll change colors based on where you're at and what you're feeling that day.
Mine would be red because, you know, all of this just makes me so insidiously angry. You know, I just want to go, it's so ridiculous. You know, there are people starving in the world and they're talking that they've made a pronoun day. I mean.
And they're proud of it. It's like a big accomplishment.
I mean, I'm all for, you know, I'm not, I can be very rude, but not to the extent if someone says I'm he or she. Or that's as far as I go. I won't call someone them or it or, you know, it gets pretty ridiculous because it's like I say, I'm not buying the T-shirt and the book. If you want to call yourself whatever you call yourself a teabag, you know, or whatever, I am not subscribing to that level of ridiculousness. Sorry.
What? But it gets, and to your point, look, they're going to get mad at us no matter what we say anyhow. But here's the thing. The ridiculousness of this is now you've got to change the English language because they're sure they're right. Or any kind of language along those lines. I mean, think about Spanish, which is very, masculine pronoun sensitive, if you would, right? I mean, and very specific to he and she. And now you have, I'm just looking at this thing quickly, 16, 32, you got 40 different terminologies here that I'm just looking at. He, per, she, they, they, the, they, zi, verb, viz. I'm going, who made this stuff up?
Yeah.
And it is made up. There's no science behind this. There's no anything behind this.
Oh, there is. It's called liberal logic. That's what it is. And all of this kind of stuff stems from that. Because basically what they want to do is they're brainwashing us day by day by saying, if you do that, you're this. And if you don't do that, you're this. And if you disagree with me, you're a hater. And so if you don't subscribe to all of those things, you automatically fall into those categories. You're like, you know, Donald Trump is doing a great job, but Donald Trump is racist, homophobic. You know, he hates women, misogynistic, which is hating women.
Wow.
So, you know, they're doing the same. It's the same process with all of these things. They're not only doing it to us every day, but they're even doing it to the president of the United States. Don't write in. I wasn't saying that Donald Trump was any of those things because I don't think he is. But this is what the liberals are driving us to.
Wow.
And so if you don't agree with them, if you don't buy the T-shirt and the book, you're a hater and we're going to exterminate.
So I wonder what happens now in the English classes. Do they get rid of plural, singular, and plurals? Because you know,
I don't know. It's kind of like... go on.
No, I was going to say, they and them now refer as a singular to somebody. I have a hard enough time with the English language. This would totally twist my tongue around.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It just becomes about subscription, and if you subscribe to it, I kind of feel myself sinking lower and lower and lower with these things, because ultimately what it does is gives me a headache.
I agree. You just have to look and smile and go, okay, sir, thank you. I mean, I'd be that bad about it, because I'm just going, if you're going to get that ridiculous, I'm going to irritate the crap out of you. I'm sorry, I'm just one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go off that far, that I have to wear a button so you know what to call me, we got a problem. All right?
Do they make idiot buttons? Hey, idiot!
Oh, sorry.
That's not what it says. What does it say? That's for my glasses on. You've been getting old.
Yeah, there you go. So listen, before we run out of time here, Brexit. Is it happening? Not happening? Are we being fed a line here in the colonies or what?
I'm not sure is the answer to that. Neither is Boris Johnson. Basically, what they're saying is that whatever his thing, at the end of the day, whatever Boris does, whatever deal he comes up with, I don't know the ins and outs of the New Deal, but it seems to be more acceptable to Europe. But the way that this is working is that all of the people who are Remainers, those that don't want to leave, they'll disagree with Boris, even if it meant they got pay rises and all of these things, whatever how good it was, because they want to stay. They would poo-poo it because they want to stay in the European Union. And the problem is that what I think is best is a clean break. Let's go, and then we'll negotiate after. Because the thing is, at the end of the day, the European Union wants this to occur with them getting the best deal possible. But surely, you know, from a nationalist perspective, which I don't mind calling myself a nationalist, you know, if I'm in the UK or America, I want the best for those people first, and then we'll help everyone else after that. But for me, if we're not putting those people first and their needs first, if we're wasting their money to appease a few, then we're not serving the citizens very well. So I will predict that he'll probably have to have an extension. But he had a great meeting this week with the EU, and basically, to cut a long story short, you know, they're in agreement. You know, again, nobody knows what the details are because that's not been made public. But those that are Remainers will disagree with that. They're already saying that the deal is illegal. You know, everything he does is illegal. You know, he said humbug on the House floor, and they said that was racist, that was bad, that was insensitive. You know.
So does this?
And my response is, if humbug is disrespectful, you know, there are a few more choice words he could have said that were less respectful than that.
So does that mean that the Christmas story is going to have to, we have to can that now? Because does he use the word humbug in there about six or seven times?
Yeah.
I mean, as a Christian, every time he says humbug to Christmas, I mean, is he saying humbug to Christ? I don't get offended. It's a movie,
no,
for God's sakes.
Yeah.
With a great story, with a great plot line in it, story, whatever. I don't know.
It's another thing that gives me a headache, because just do it already.
Yeah.
You know, the people voted to leave. Let's just do it already. And if we can't do it I want there to be a deal in place, because then everybody comes away from it happy-ish. But if we have to do it where there is no deal, so be it. But why should we make these decisions with a knife at our throat from the EU?
Agreed.
We've already had enough money from us.
Yeah, no, agreed. I think you guys, look at some, I'm reading some of the articles, and again, we don't really know because we're not there. We don't see it every day. But, you know, some of the articles that I'm reading, you know, the EU is still, in essence, calling the shots as to how the breakup is going to go, which is kind of funny, because the whole idea behind the breakup was to have your own take, to make your own rules and decide to rule yourself and not have somebody. I mean, think about this. Somebody's going to tell you how you can rule yourself. Hello? Anybody home?
Yeah. Well, it's kind of, that's what's happened with the Scottish Parliament. You know, the Scottish Parliament want to leave the UK, but because they want more control over Scotland, but they want to stay in the EU. You know, I don't get it. You know, Nicola Sturgeon, the poison dwarf from the north, as she gets called, there's just no logic in her commentary. Oh, we want to leave the United Kingdom and be independent. Oh, no, but we want to stay in Europe because, you know, we want to be controlled by somebody else.
All right.
Just don't get it.
All right, Gib, where do people find you?
ZanderGibb.com, and the Xander Gibb Show is back on the 1st of November.
Cool.
3 Pacific, 5 Central, 6 Eastern, and 11 o'clock in the UK.
Cool.
We'll tell you more about that as in the next couple of weeks.
And I understand the 22nd caller is going to get to have turkey dinner with you. Although you don't celebrate,
and
you don't celebrate Thanksgiving in England.
Paying for the flight over.
What flight? No flight. You got to be from England. But then you guys don't.
Yeah.
Man. That stinks. No turkey and gravy for you. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow, always a pleasure. Thank you. You know what? I may have turkey dinner this weekend because I don't want to wait.
No.
We'll be back in a few, people. Right up from. No, we won't. We'll be back now. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Next hour, Smorgasbord Hour. No, really. It's going to be like anything goes.
Anyway, anyhow, I don't care what you want to talk about. You can call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, if you're leaving, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Otherwise, if you're staying with us, you know where to find us. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.